the state facilities that were transferred to local municipalities, they're all in pretty rough shape, from, you know, Ketchikan to Juneau to Haines.
Haines moves forward on a full-scale harbor inspection and remembering Klukwan's tiger. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more just ahead. As of Wednesday morning, close to 125,000 Alaskans applied online for their permanent fund dividend. And according to a representative with the Pick Click Give Charitable Contributions Program, about 1,000 of them made donations using some of their PFD. The system, which experienced interruptions during the first several days of the filing period, is back up and running, says Cassandra Stalzer with the Rasmussen Foundation. She said Tuesday that half of the patrons are giving to more than one of the many charities that people can donate to when they apply for their PFD. Furthermore, the rate of participation is up from its initial year, which was last year. Since the technical problems were resolved, it's been around 1.6% each day, up from 1% participation in 2009. Alaskans can still make contributions through the program, whether or not they've already applied for their dividend, by going to pickclickgive.org or the PFD application website. The program supports community charities, such as the 9 listed from the Upper Lynn Canal. George Taku Stevens, Jr., an Eagle from the Thunderbird clan and a Vietnam veteran, died Sunday at his home in Klukwan. He was 60 and was known as Tiger by family and friends. Stevens moved to Klukwan from Juneau when he was just a small boy, with his parents and siblings. James Henry Stevens, known as Jimbo, is the family's oldest brother.
He was born in a fish camp out of Juneau, and Taku was his middle name. Everybody knew him by Tiger, but his real name is George Taku Stevens, Jr. He was an Eagle from the Thunderbird clan of our Tlingit Nation.
Stevens' family says he had been in poor health for the last few months before passing of natural causes on January 3rd. Stevens served in the United States Navy from 1969 to 1971 and was stationed in Vietnam at the same time as two brothers.
He was a tin can sailor, destroyer sailor. Three of us, my brother Tom, Tiger, and myself, were all over Nam at the same time. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did, which put quite a strain on my parents, as you can imagine. And he was quite patriotic, and we're going to bury him in a Navy uniform with the medals and all. And he had a National Defense Medal. He had a Republic of Vietnam service. There was two different ones that we got. And Armed Forces Expeditionary, the four that I know of.
Stevens was a lifelong fisherman out of Haines, a commercial gill netter in the vessel Galji. Jimbo says his brother loved to fish, as some of the photos at this weekend's memorial service show.
One of the pictures we're going to take down is of his boat, and then the picture on the flyer is going to be him sitting in his boat drinking a cup of coffee. With all his reindeer and stuff on.
Stevens' appreciation for cultural art was evident throughout his home and in how he danced.
There's a lot of memories. He loved the Indian dance. His house is full of a lot of carvings. We're from the Thunderbird clan of the Eagle side. We take our moms where my mom was. He's especially proud of my kids, my grandkids also. And he was quite an Indian dancer. I'd rate him top three at least of the people that I've seen in my lifetime. And the kids and whoever wants to, they're going to pay respects to dancing during the luncheon probably.
But Stevens is also remembered as a very caring and giving person. His dedication to keeping the village streets and the school grounds clean brought him an honorable recognition from the village of Klukwan, his home for 56 years. Stevens also showed his dedication to the village as the manager of the Klukwan A&B basketball team, which won a championship during his decade tenure.
Of course, he liked basketball. He was short, but before the three-point line, he could shoot from way out. He kind of known for that. And he traveled with a team, and they won a championship back in 76 in the Sitka American Legion tournament.
Stevens was preceded in death by his father, George Stevens Sr., and his sisters, Antoinette Marie and Margaret Therese. He survived by a close family of nieces, nephews, and cousins, his mother, Margaret Maggie King Stevens, and brothers James, Mark, and Thomas Stevens of Cluckwan.
Well, he liked to have a good time, and most of the pictures are of him with various friends my dad had, some of that nature. I've got a picture of the whole family and my mom and dad's 50th anniversary on.
Services for George Taku Stevens Jr. will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, January 7th, at the Cluckwan ANS Hall. A potluck luncheon will follow. Haines is authorizing a $74,000 condition assessment of its harbors. The evaluation, which could determine the integrity and lifespan of Letnikoff, Port Chilcoot, Lutac, and Swanson facilities, is past due and could open more grant opportunities, says Harbormaster Christian Rasich.
How do we fall in line with other harbors? From my conversations with other harbormasters, I think we're probably behind the times. As far as the state facilities that were transferred to local municipalities, they're all in pretty rough shape from, you know, Ketchikan to Juneau to Haines. And so it's a slow process, but most municipalities are getting these condition assessments done and applying for the matching grant money that the state's providing.
The Haines Assembly agreed unanimously to seek the evaluations after receiving a supportive resolution from the Ports and Harbor Advisory Board.
Well, as I see it, this condition assessment is really necessary as the first step in bringing our facilities, our aging facilities, aside from the small boat harbor, which is now world class, bringing them up to snuff and getting them revitalized, renewed. There is grant money out there available to us. It all hinges on having a current, thorough engineer's assessment of what state your current facilities are in. So you know if you just need to patch them up, fix them, or if they need to be gutted. You just need to know where to start.
Conditions assessments are required by the state to apply for Tier 2 and 3 grants, like the ones that funded the harbor facilities improvements. Borough Facilities Manager Brad Maynard to the Haines Assembly.
But unless you do an assessment within 2 years, you're not eligible to put in for Tier 2 or Tier 3 grants for the harbor. So, you know, basically, we're way overdue on these assessments.
The assessment would provide the borough a baseline appraisal of the harbors, which were transferred from the state to the borough a few years ago. And that would help prove to grant sources that the facilities are sound and would be a worthwhile venture for them. On the other hand, it could also point out specific needs or weaknesses that call for repair in the harbors, since much of the harbor hasn't been inspected in several years.
Basically, there's been no assessment of all our facilities at the same time where we have a baseline standard. What Brad Maynard and I are looking for, a baseline condition assessment of all our marine facilities. We just had one done just 2 years ago, and it's ongoing, so we know where that stands. We are going to assess the lightering float at the PC dock because it's a metal tank structure, the floats there that the fast ferries tie up to, visiting transient boats and any lightering vessels from anchored cruise ships. And that's starting to age, and because it's a tank vessel, needs to be inspected by divers. We're going to have them look at Lutac dock, both the underwater and above ground portion. That was done fairly recently, but it wasn't a complete assessment of the facility, and it didn't, most importantly, look at the roll-on, roll-off dock. That thing is it's very old. It was heavily damaged in 84 and kind of patched back together. But it's a tank, and it's a tank that holds very high-pressure air, 180 PSI or something like that. Hasn't been inspected. I don't know when.
Other areas might have never been inspected, says Rasich.
And then, of course, Letnikoff Harbor. I could find no maintenance, no inspection records, nothing whatsoever. We know it was damaged, I think, maybe 10 years ago, and the state patched it back together and fixed it, but no record of an inspection or any kind of maintenance to it.
Funding for the assessment will come from the Harbor Deferred Maintenance Funds, which were provided with the state to municipality transfer. At that time, it totaled just over $4 million and was meant to equal the value of the deferred maintenance on Letnikoff and Portage Cove harbors. To date, that fund has been used for part of the small boat harbor's summer improvements, says Rasich.
Obviously, we're trying to make that money go as far as possible. We got matching grants, so we used about 25% of the cost of that project this summer came from that fund. So we still have a good chunk of money in the fund still to draw on, which I imagine we'll be doing for Letnikoff improvements or further improvements to Portage Cove.
The information that the evaluators come up with could even help Haynes position itself and the LUTAC dock for consideration in a natural gas pipeline plan.
It's a sheet pile cell construction, so there's these round metal cells, I think there's 23 of them, that are filled in with dirt, and they're, of course, immersed in salt water, and they corrode over time. And one of those cells already failed a few years ago, over closer to the ferry terminal. So we don't want these to continue to fail. We want to know where we're at with them, what we need to do, especially if there's going to be any movement forward on an Alaska natural gas pipeline. Most likely, Haynes would be accepting shipments for this pipeline at that terminal, at our LUTAC dock, big 700-foot container ships filled with pipe. So we need to know that that facility is indeed sound and also what we need to do to improve it. So a small price to pay for a good baseline overall survey of the condition of all our marine facilities.
This is Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS. If you miss a newscast or want to hear one again, just check out khns.org and go to the listen page.